Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made overnight and yesterday. The Bannon contempt trial. Steve Bannon, one of the Trump inner circle. He'd been criminally charged, pardoned by Trump, criminally charged over the scam where he claimed he was raising money to build a wall with Mexico, and then he used some of it for personal expenses, among other things. They're full of bravado going into this trial. He said, I will go medieval, whatever that means. I mean, who knows what he means by medieval? What is he going to bring, a sword and a shield or something? Ride in on a horse? I mean, he's not going medieval. In this trial, most people looking at it think he's likely to be convicted of contempt of Congress for blowing off the subpoena. You know, all you have to do if you're subpoenaed by Congress or by a grand jury or any lawful subpoena in the United States, all you got to do is show up. That's all you have to do. You can take the Fifth Amendment if you want to. Remember, General Michael Flynn showed up. He was not in contempt, but he took the Fifth on everything. He took the Fifth on a question that said, do you believe under our Constitution and the peaceful transition of power? And he took the Fifth on that one. Well, when you take the Fifth, that means that you invoke your privileges under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. That is the Federal Due Process Amendment, which is extended to the states in the 14th Amendment. That's a lot of technical inside stuff. But basically, there were a lot of people in the 19th century who said that the states didn't have to comply. In other words, the state could deny you due process, even though the federal government couldn't. Courts have interpreted the 14th Amendment, a very, very influential amendment, to extend everything in the Bill of Rights in the Constitution to the states. So what it means is you get up there and you're really saying, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. It might incriminate me. If you take a look at the transcript, actually look at the video of General Flynn's testimony, he would just say five. Well, theoretically, what he should have said in each one is, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. That sounds a lot heavier. That sounds a lot more ominous. Talks about incrimination. Saying five seems to be a little more trivial. They let him do it. The correct answer would have been, you mean you refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate you? Yes, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, that's what he did. In a criminal case against you later, if they bring a criminal case against you, the government can't use that you invoke the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. They can't get up in front of a jury and go, ladies and gentlemen, this witness appeared in front of Congress or a grand jury on such and such a date. And when he was asked, did you murder the guy? He said, I refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. They can't do that. They can't say that. That would be a mistrial if they said that. But in a civil case, unlike criminals where you can go to jail, go to prison, criminal conviction, a misdemeanor, a felony has severe consequences. You can't vote in many places. You can't serve in a position of trust in the government. In the military, as an officer in the military or in the government. There are a lot of other things as well. You're disabled for a felony. A civil charge against you, charge is a misnomer. Basically, it's a civil lawsuit that wants either money out of you or compliance with something, an injunction ordering you to do something, and there's no criminal consequence to it. If you take the Fifth, say Bannon took the Fifth, he hasn't yet, but let's say he did at some point, General Flynn took the Fifth, it can hurt you in a civil case. It can hurt you in a civil case. The judge can turn to the jury and give an instruction. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jones here invoked his right against self-incrimination and refused to answer the question, did you murder the guy? You are entitled to infer from that something negative to him, i.e. he did murder the guy. So when his widow wants $10 million in damages, you can take that into account. So in a civil case, it can have a devastating consequence, but not in a criminal case. And at the level we're talking about here, all that anybody cares about is whether or not they go to jail. These guys do not want to go to jail. They've had very, very affluent, soft lives, and they do not want them screwed up. Bannon tried to wiggle out of it just before this trial by saying, okay, I'll testify after all. And the law on that is you don't cure a contempt by just subsequent voluntarily agreeing to testify. That original contempt stands. You don't get to self-cure. Now, if in the average case where he was not well known, it wasn't as high profile, yeah, the Congress or prosecutor might go, okay, you've seen the light, fine. But Steve Bannon didn't see the light. He's obsessed, frankly, with celebrity, prestige, Trump, and making a public spectacle, being an opera star, a diva, singing an aria. That's what he wants to do. So he would have gone in if they'd let him self-cure and just lambast the committee and insult them and yell at them, take the Fifth in some cases, and he would have made a circus out of it. They're not entitled, or they are not required, and he is not entitled to let him self-cure in that way. So he can't self-cure, and he's going through with this. The one other ominous thing for him is there was reporting late last night that the Justice Department is investigating other areas of criminal prosecution of Steve Bannon. And I obviously don't know. I haven't seen the file. It's private. I'm not going to see the file. But there are a couple of things that occur to me. They are looking at all of Trump's pardons, Trump's crooked pardons. And I'll give you one example that did come out yesterday. A fellow down in Florida, a donor to Trump, contributor, he had been convicted on multiple counts of fraud and theft and so forth. And Trump pardoned him. He would have gone to jail for 20 years. 20 years. Trump pardoned him. Trump pardoned him because he was a donor. Now, unfortunately for the guy, there were several counts on which the jury was hung. What does that mean? There has to be a unanimous verdict in a criminal case. So there are 12 jurors. And what the jurors said on counts, 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 were unanimous. He's guilty. That's what he gets sentenced to 20 years for. But on counts 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10, we're split. We're split 50-50. We could be split 11-1. 11-1, that's a split. And so, therefore, we're hung jury. The judge will go, okay. And he'll go, okay, then we are going to sentence him on the ones you came to unanimity on. But the other ones, they go in the ozone. The government can retry him, but once they nail them on the 20 years, they're not going to go through the trouble of trying him again. Well, what Merrick Garland is doing, I think, is smart. He's looking at all of these pardons and seeing, were there any hung jury charges in any of them? And let's consider re-prosecuting them on those hung jury charges. In other words, they were never resolved. They were never resolved. Trump and no president can pardon you for something there was a hung jury charge. Now, a president can pardon you in advance, not for criminal conduct you do in the future, but he can say anything having to do with the subject matter, you're pardoned. So what Gerald Ford did with Richard Nixon, when he pardoned him for lying and obstructing and all of that, it was very broad because he hadn't been charged yet. And he said, we pardon you for everything, everything you did in connection with this. And that does stand. But that's not what Trump did. Trump didn't say about this guy in Florida, I pardon you for all the fraud that was at issue in this case and all the dishonest, despicable things you did in connection with that subject matter up till now. He didn't do that. He said, you've been convicted on these counts, and I pardon you. That was a big mistake if he wanted to do a sneaky thing and just pardon a donor. That was a big mistake because there were counts, several counts of fraud and theft where there was a hung jury and there was no broad disclaimer of a pardon for any conduct. Now, there are a number of people who are jumping up and down screaming in the Republican Party, no, that's not fair. That's you caught him. You shouldn't have caught him. Trump should have thought it out a little. Well, come on, guys. Come on, guys. These were crooked, sneaky pardons. You know that, right? He pardoned Manafort. He commuted Roger Stone's sentence. He pardoned Flynn. He pardoned Bannon. He pardoned these guys. This is all part of the Russia thing. This is all part of the attack on democracy. We have got to get to this stuff, and that's what the January 6th Commission is doing. So stand by. This is going to be a fascinating trial. Most observers, expert observers, look at it and say that Bannon is going to go down. Maximum of 2 years on each count. He's not going to get 2 years, but, you know, he could get 6 months. He could get a year. That can be for good conduct and blah, 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 come down a little bit. He can be given work release and a lot of things, but it's a very unpleasant thing to have happen. And the more ominous thing for Steve Bannon is if they take a harder look at what's going on with the other stuff where he was pardoned, but it didn't take. There were some hung jury issues, or there are things that he wasn't pardoned for. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Can run on.